7:46 and 48 American seconds here on the best morning show in the state of Wisconsin. Dave Carney, John Denton, my sports betting insider, back here with you. Hope you guys and gals are off to a great start. It's going to be 89 today, John, in La Crosse and surrounding regions. Overnight low is going to be 70. What's it looking for? Looking like for you guys down in Iowa today?
Yeah, we're going to have another nice, calm, sunny day. 87, 88, I think, is what it is. Steamy, a little humidity, but I'll take it every day.
Yeah, me too. My joints, they just feel so gumbified when I've got this kind of weather. John, we've got NFL football just about here once again. Preseason week number two is going to start this evening. We've got some stuff going through. I think we start this evening. As a matter of fact, I better check on that. But either way, the Packers are playing on Saturday. Canadian Football League Week 3 starts tonight. I wanted to ask you this morning, as you're our sports betting insider, about the NFL MVP odds, and then we want to talk about Tua Tagovailoa because you've got an interesting prop bet out there for him. Yesterday on the Rockies Daily Play sports betting column, John, I looked at the top 10 by odds, guys in the NFL this year to win the MVP, Mahomes, Rodgers, of course, coming in 1 and 2. I think that Josh Allen presents the best value, plus 1,200, John, with the 10th easiest schedule in the entire National Football League, which may even work out to be easier than that once these teams start to play. You know, in sort of reviewing what I put up yesterday and looking at these guys, at least by odds, what are your thoughts as far as an NFL MVP? Who do you think presents the best value?
Yeah, no, I think you have, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is the clear-cut favorite.
Sure.
And even, I'm looking at VegasInsider.com right now. I see plus 600. This is as of 3 days ago. So I still see him plus 600. I mean, I still think there's a little bit of value on Patrick Mahomes with a plus 600.
Sure,
but
sure.
If you took him out of the equation, and I do like the Josh Allen pick a lot. I agree with you. Strength of schedule is there. It's lining up for him to have a monster year. When I go back down the edge here, when I'm trying to find value, I follow a couple guys in the data and analytics NFL circles, and this one gentleman has got a really good take on how to find value in some of these future prop bets. And he talks about, especially at the quarterback position, right? It's hard to predict who's going to throw an interception, right, or when they're going to throw an interception. It's just hard to predict that. But if you add expanding variables into that, like deflections, drops, strips, stuff like that, you can get a bigger data set and predictability on who throws bad balls, is what it's called, quote, bad balls, and puts their team in at-risk position. The one person on this list that I found that has the best in this scenario is Kyler Murray.
Really?
At plus 2,500. He is one of the top NFL quarterbacks at throwing non-bad balls. So what that means is that he puts the ball in a greater position of success for his receivers than any other quarterback. I think there's two other ones ahead of him. So when you're talking about the throwing less interceptions and putting the ball where his receivers have the ability to make plays, adding Hopkins, A.J. Green, they have Rondale Moore. You know Cliff Kingsbury is going to throw the ball, right? I think they're with $2,500 or 25 plus 2,500, throwing a couple of units on Kyler Murray wouldn't hurt either.
Wow, that's actually a really good case there for Kyler Murray. And you know, John, even last year, the narrative that Kyler Murray could be an MVP sooner than later started to really and truly emerge. And I think that Kyler had a good season last year. He didn't take an enormous step forward from his rookie campaign, but he didn't take a step back either. When you mention the weapons that Kyler's going to be working with this year, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, we all know about that. The A.J. Green acquisition went well underneath the radar because, of course, Julio Jones was like the biggest wide receiver out there. We saw him get traded to Tennessee from Atlanta. But the A.J. Green acquisition, that could prove to pay out big dividends here. I'm not yet assured if Larry Fitzgerald is coming back or not. John, have you heard anything about Larry Fitzgerald, whether he would return for his, what would this be, 19th NFL season?
Yeah, I think 19. I haven't heard. And I was looking around this morning when I was doing some research on Kyler Murray. He hasn't made a decision yet. And I don't know if Arizona's, I'm not sure if they've welcomed him back with open arms quite yet. I'm not really sure how that. I'm sure they'll probably obviously say yes, we'll welcome you and come back anytime. But I think he's probably when you sit out this long. I know it's not you just don't want to go to training camp type stuff. I know that has a lot to do with it. But I don't think he comes back. I really do. I think he kind of enjoys his retirement. You've seen him on a couple of these golf, these golf shows, exhibitions, kind of throwing his name out there. So I don't think he comes back, but I really do like the plus 2,500 on Kyler Murray.
Well, that's a great value proposition. And we're talking to John Denton. He's our sports betting insider. If you happen to just be joining yesterday online at WKTYsports.com, I put up a list from Vegas Insider. As a matter of fact, those adjusted numbers from a couple of days back that show the top 10 guys by odds to win this year's NFL MVP. I really like Josh Allen at plus 1,200 because he was second in MVP voting last year to Aaron Rodgers, and this year the 10th easiest strength of schedule. Plus, he got a boatload of money, which means I feel, and I don't know, but I feel that Josh Allen would be motivated. Now, another guy that I wanted to get your thoughts on, and you had actually thrown me this little nugget last evening when we were texting back and forth, is Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I will go on record as saying this, John. I never did think that Tua was going to be a good NFL quarterback. I just don't believe that somebody of his size with that injury coming from a program like Alabama had what it looked like to me as far as necessary parts of a recipe to be super successful. But of course, that can always be changed. He was just a rookie. I get it. This year, though, we're looking at a couple of props for Tua. His total passing yards and his touchdowns. What are your thoughts? His total passing yards right now are sitting at about 4,000 and a half, right? 4,000.5 passing yards over minus 110. The under's minus 120. Total touchdowns, 24 and a half, with the over minus 115 under also getting the same vig at minus 115.
I didn't really look at the touchdowns over under. What I paid attention to was the 4,000 yard over under, and I played the under. And I, there's a couple reasons why. And again, I was kind of in your boat. I was kind of down on Tua as compared to the other quarterbacks. I still think he's shown some flashes of being a good quarterback, but I still think he's on the hockey stick learning curve still as compared to the other quarterbacks that we're talking about in that draft class. And then, you know, obviously from a prop position, you know, he's got to throw, I think it averages out to be just under 240, 250 yards a game over the course of 17 games to hit this prop number. And when you look at just his sample size last year, he only went over 248 yards three times out of 10 games, right? And so I still think, even though they added some weapons on offense, we just talked about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has the keys to the offense, right? He has the full reign of do whatever you want out there. This is your system built around you. And I think Tua is still in the front passenger seat, right? He still has the reins put on him a little bit. And when you have to go outside of game management mode to hit these props, right? When I mean game management mode, I mean 18 of 22 for 185 yards, stuff like that. Game management mode to me. If you have to go outside of game management mode so often, it's not in his MO right now at this particular time in his career. I just think it's a sure lock to go under 4,000 yards.
You know, and I 100% agree with that assessment. As a matter of fact, I'm not really assured right now that Tua can make it through a full 17-game season on his feet. And it's not to say that I don't like this kid, because I'm sure he's a nice kid. And his brother, according to reports, is a good quarterback, too. But he's diminutive. He has an injury history already, John, that goes back to his college days. He really has never been fully able to be a full participant. And what you mentioned about his game management, quarterbacking, is exactly what Brian Flores is going to make him do this year. Because if you look at the Dolphins last year, even the game in which they beat the Los Angeles Rams at home, which was a good win, they got outgained by the Rams. They got basically crushed by the Rams in every statistical category. You and I really focused in on that game as one of those question marks about Tua's ability to really drive the team downfield. Now, for the right system and the right team, Tua can be okay, I think. But I'm with you, 4,000 plus yards for a guy that's going to be forced to be very compact. I know the Will Fuller addition gives him an extra weapon, but even in that first preseason game, and I'm not taking too much away from it, he was 8 for 11, 99 little yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. I just don't know if ultimately and at the end of the day, Tua is the guy that everybody thought he would be when we had that narrative, tank for Tua, tank for Tua. I just don't know if it's going to work out like that, man. So listen, I'm going to let you off the hook here. I'm going to put together today a very brief Rockies Daily Play John Denton special, kind of recapping our thoughts here on Tua Tagovailoa and the over-under for his total yards. I'm also going to make a play here on his touchdowns and say they go under 24.5. I just don't think he gets there. I can see somewhere around 3,650 yards, 21 to 22 touchdowns in that range. I think that's where Tua lands this year.
Yeah, I agree. In 10 games last year, he had 11 touchdowns.
Right.
So, I mean, if you just took that that math right there, you'd be sitting with value on the under.
Good stuff, JD. As always, appreciate your insight. That's why you're our sports betting insider. Follow John on Twitter at JohnnyUtah, JONNY_YUTAH. And we'll look forward to checking in with you next week. I'm off tomorrow, so I've got a three-day weekend I'm planning on starting in about 2 hours.
Oh, man, enjoy it. Have a good one, and we'll have lots to talk about next Tuesday.
Yes, we sure will. John Denton, sports betting insider, played his college football at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, spent time in the CFL, the Arena Football League, NFL practice squads. This guy was a QB, and we're super glad to have him now as part of the program as our sports betting insider. All right, stay tuned. We have